Zok de Eilige Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Brachas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Hayakarya b'Taira. Someone is reading from the Taira. As he's reading from the Taira, he comes to the Parsha of Kriyashma. Do you know where the Parsha of Kriyashma is in the Taira? The Parsha of Shema is in Parshas of Eschanan. That's Dvarim, Kapitel Vav, Pasik Dalet. The Parsha of V'hayim Shemaya is in Parshas Ekev. That's also, of course, in Chumash Devarim. It's Kapitel Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And where is the Parsha of Vayomer? The Parsha of Tzitzis and Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's in Parshas Shlach, in Chumash Bamidbar. It's by Maftir, Kapitel Tesvav, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. So back to our Mishnah. Hayakarya b'Taira. This person's reading in the Taira, and he comes to the Parshias of Kriyashma. V'hegi hazman hamikra, and it's the time to say Shema. So he's reading from the Torah. The shail is he also yoitza his chiv to say Shema? Zakta Mishnah, im kivin libay, if he was mechaben in his heart, as he was reading, to be yoitza the mitzvah, yotza, then he's yoitza. V'im lav, but if he wasn't thinking, I have to be yoitza now the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, even though he said the words, lo yotza, he's not yoitza his chiv. There's a big sugya, there's a machlaikis in the Gemara, if mitzvahs tzrichais kavana or mitzvahs ein tzrichais kavana. Mitzvahs tzrichais kavana means it's not enough to do a mitzvah, but you have to think when you're doing the mitzvah that you're doing a mitzvah. And if you didn't, you're not yaitze, you're chayv. If you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichais kavana, then even if you didn't have in mind to be yaitze the mitzvah, but if you did the mitzvah, you are yaitze. So our Mishnah that says, he's learning from the Torah and he gets to Shema. If he's mechaven, his heart is yaitza. Does this go according to the opinion who holds that mitzvahs require kavana? Or does it go according to the opinion who holds mitzvahs don't require kavana? What would you say? So I would say, looks like it goes according to the man d'amar that holds mitzvahs require kavana. That's what the Mishnah says. It's not enough to say the words. But im kiven Levi, if he was mechaven, his heart yaitza, he's yaitza. Beim lav, if not lo yotze, he's not yotze. What about the opinion who holds that mitzvahs don't require kavana? So it doesn't make sense that the Mishnah is saying he has to be mechav in his heart. You hold that you're yotze mitzvah even if you just do the mitzvah without kavana. So these shitas that hold that you don't have to have kavana, they're going to explain the Mishnah this way. We're talking about someone who's reading from a Sefer Torah because he wants to fix any mistakes that he finds. Now, sometimes there are words that are spelled one way and read a different way. But because he's focused on the way they are spelled, not the way they are read, because that's his objective over here, that's what he wants to accomplish, to make sure nothing is spelled wrong, he may not be pronouncing the words the way you're supposed to read them. So he's not saying Shema according to the halacha. For example, the word l'taitofais bein einecha, which means the tefillin. The way it's spelled, tes tes fei saf, it reads totfas. There's no vav over there. There's no chaylam. But we know you're supposed to read it letoy tofais, as if it was tes vav tes fei saf. Or, for example, the word mezuzas in Kriyashma. It's spelled as if it would say mezuzas, mem zayin, vav zayin saf. But we read it as if it would say mezuzais, mem zayin vav, zayin vav saf, chaylam vav. But being that his intention over here is not to read properly, but to make sure the spelling is okay, so he's saying the words the way they're spelled, as if say, oh good, letotfa, spelled good. And Mameli is not saying the right words. So the Mishnah means to say, look, he doesn't have to have in mind that he's saying Shema, but he has to say the right words. So im kivin libay, if he was mechav in his heart, and he knows that he said the words according to the halacha, the way they're supposed to be read, then he's yaitza. So we know he said the words, even though he wasn't mechavein, didn't have in mind to be yaitza kriya Shema. But v'im lav, if he wasn't focused on saying the words properly, then lo yaitza, then he wouldn't be yaitza. So again, so if I asked you on a test, don't worry, I'm not testing you, but if I asked you on a test, how would you touch the words im kivin libay? This man is reading in the Torah, he's trying to fix the letters, the time for saying Shema came. If he's mechav in his heart, he's yaitze. What does it mean he's mechav in his heart? So you would answer like this. According to the opinion that mitzvahs require kavana, it means he was mechav in his heart. He said, okay, I want to be yaitze the mitzvah kriya shema now, as I'm reading from this Sefer Torah. According to the opinion, you don't have to do that because mitzvahs don't require kavana. Im kiven libay means he was mechav in his heart to say out the words the way they're supposed to be said, the way they're supposed to be read, not the way they are supposed to be spelled. Now the Mishnah goes on to a different topic. Baprakim, between the parshiyos of Kriya Shema, or for that matter, between the brachos of Kriya Shema. What does the word perik mean? You finish a perik, you make a siyum, right? Perik is like a joint, the perik hayad, the place the two bones come together. So ba prakim means between the prakim, between the parshiyos of Kriya Shema, or between the brachos of Kriya Shema. So I'm saying Shema, I'm in between the parshiyos, or in between the brachos. Uh-oh, who walks in? A very bekavadika person. Someone that because of kavod, I should really go over to him and say, Shalom. Let's see, it was my father or my Rebbe or someone that's greater than me in wisdom. So Baprakim, if you're in between the parshiyos, Shayel, you can ask that person, Shalom, Mivnei HaKavod, because of the honor that is due to him. Umeshiv. And you can answer. What does it mean you can answer? The Mishnah means to say, if your father or Rebbe or someone that's greater than you in wisdom comes in, if you can say Shalom to him, of course you can answer him if he says Shalom to you. But this is if he's in between the parshiyos. What if he is Uveemtza? He's in the middle of the parsha or a bracha. So here we're more strict when it comes to being mafsik, when it comes to stopping and interrupting. So shoyel, you can ask someone, shalom, how are you? But only mipnei hayira. Only if he's the type of person that you're scared. He can kill you if you don't say shalom to him. Umeshiv. And of course, it's not even necessary to say, for sure, that if this type of person that you're scared of gives you shalom, you can answer him, even though you're in the middle of the parsha or in the middle of the bracha. But if it's only mipnei hakavod, not mipnei hayira, then you can't. You can't ask him or even answer. Divi Rabbi Meir is the halt Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, there's no difference in asking or answering. If you're not allowed to ask, you're not allowed to answer. So if in the middle of Shema, in the middle of a perik of Shema, or in the middle of the bracha, you're not allowed to ask this person shalom, you can't answer him either. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a difference. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, be'emtza, in the middle of the parsha or the bracha, shalom mei hayira. You're allowed to ask shalom from a person that you're scared he may kill you. Umeshiv, but you could answer shalom aleichem if he asks you shalom first, even if neha kavod, even if this is a person that you're not scared of, you just mechuyev to give him kavod. Whereas uba prakim, in between the parshiyos of the brachos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, shalom neha kavod, you can start, you can ask shalom on a person that you're mechuyev to be mechabed, but if someone gives you shalom first, then the din is umeshiv shalom l'chaladim. You can answer shalom to any person that extends you a shalom. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So once again, Rabbi Meir holds that between one perik and the other, the person you have to have covered for comes in, you extend shalom to him and answer if he gives you shalom first. If you're in the middle of a parsha or in the middle of a bracha, you can extend shalom to a person that you're scared of. You're scared he may kill you, that's mipnei hayira, and you can answer him. But you can either initiate, ask shalom, or answer mipnei hakavod if you're in the middle of a parsha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're in the middle, you can start the conversation, you can start shalom aleichem if you're scared of the person. But you can answer even if it's only mipnei hakavod. If you're in between parshiyos, you can start the shalom aleichem. If it's the person you have to have kavod for, and as far as answering is concerned, you could answer anybody that gives you shalom first. So the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Between the parashiyos, shayel mitnei hakavod, umeshu shalom l'chal adam, and in the middle of the parasha, shem mitnei hayira, Umeshib ibn Akamit. Did you ever see someone answer Shalom or say Shalom in the middle of Shema? So the Paiskim say, and you can look in the Mishnah Brura, Shulchan Aruch Eirech Chayim, Simen Samach Vav. The Mishnah Brura says that in our days, we don't do this. Everyone understands that in the middle of davening, you don't give Shalom, you don't answer Shalom, and therefore, we neither ask or answer, even between the Parshiyos. Now, how did we teach Mipnei Hayira? Because you're scared. We said you're scared, he's going to kill you. That's what the Batanura learns, so Rashi learns. Some ask, wait a second, you're scared he's going to kill you? That's Pikuach Nefesh. There are only three Averis you have to risk your life for. Not talking during Shema is not one of them. The Mishnah wouldn't even have to tell me that. So some Rishonim learn that when the Mishnah says Mipnei Hayira, we don't mean you're scared he's going to kill you. Of course, if you're scared he's going to kill you, you can answer. But we're talking about someone that you are mechuyev to have fear for. For example, your father or mother, or Rabbi Muvik, or a Talmud Chacham, a special Talmud Chacham in the generation. We know there's Kibbut Ava'im and there's Moira Ava'im. Some people you have to be mechabit, some people you have to show such respect that there's a certain fear. So the Mishnah means Ibn Hayira, because of people that you have a mitzvah of showing fear to them. Here's where we say that we're more lenient than when it's only a mitzvah of kavod. But we don't mamish mean you're scared he's going to kill you, because that would be pashit.